Today is the 23rd of August 2016, and I just want to wish my lovely wife a very happy anniversary today. She stuck with me through thick and thin, 42 years, and God really gave me a jewel when He gave me Rosette. That's all I have to say. Had it not been for Rosette, I'll tell you what, God certainly gave me a helpmate. Helpmate, that's all I've got to say. I love you, Rosette. And hopefully we'll have many, many more years of the great partnership that God has given us. I just want to talk today about something that's been on my mind. And I mentioned this before, but I think it's timely. And I would like to say this, that Paul spent a lot of time dealing with this subject throughout his epistles. And rather than go through all the scriptures, what I'd just really like to do is just talk about, in summation, what Paul conveyed regarding the edification of believers. For many years, after God brought me into the doctrines of grace, I set about to try to straighten everybody out. And really, it's an act of really playing God, isn't it? When we're setting out to just straighten everybody out. There's a big difference between exhorting and with all sound doctrine than trying to get on a rant and show where everybody how everybody should think. God is the one who is in charge of these things in revealing Himself to His elect. And by the way, that's the only ones He will reveal Himself to, is to His elect. He will not reveal Himself to any other people from a standpoint of redemption, salvation, election, justification, perseverance. He won't reveal those who are reprobate, their total depravity. They won't see their need of a Savior. And so we need to be reminded that God is the revelator. God is the one who quickens. God is the one who calls someone to be born again by His Spirit. He said in John 3, you know, it is not of him that it says, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no one knoweth the sound thereof, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Paul tells us in another place, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, we know that both faith and grace is a gift of God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. But that being said, I want to talk today about how we should treat those who are brothers and sisters in Christ who have made a confession of faith and they have shown that they are embracing the doctrines of grace, and they are fellow believers in Christ. I've often said we don't have election meters. We can't go around zapping people and determining who or who are not God's elect. And as it relates to our own assurance of faith, we are told that we are to make our calling and election sure, and we are also told, brethren, knowing your election of God. And we just finished a series, Michael Adams and myself, in a two-part series on Romans 8, but that is the golden chain of salvation. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he did predestinate, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What should we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. And so we have to be really careful that we don't go around condemning people, especially those who are fairly new to the faith and these doctrines of grace. I have experienced lately some harsh criticism by elder brothers in Christ of those who are fairly new to these doctrines. And I ask you to go back in your life, when you first came, God brought you to the knowledge of these truths, and remember what you went through at that time. We easily forget from whence we've come, and so we are to build up, brothers and sisters in Christ, especially those who are new in the faith. We are not to tear down. And we are not to come across like we are know-it-alls, and these new brothers and sisters in Christ are to sit under our feet and be abused and confused by our attitudes. Okay. Now, I do understand that sometimes people who are fairly new to the faith may hold on to some things that may be questionable as far as doctrine, but there is a way to be patient with these folks, not going along with maybe things that may not be quite correct, but yet remember we are told that there abides hope, faith, and charity, and without charity, we are nothing. And by the way, I'm speaking to myself as much as anyone else. I, one time, was probably one of the most uncharitable people that there was, but I hope that God is working in my heart and in my mind and in my spirit to show more patience with those who are struggling with some of these doctrinal truths. If they're showing a hungering and a thirsting for the things of God, the last thing we want to do is turn them off. You know? Building one another up in the most holy faith. We're told to greet one another with a holy kiss. And Paul talked a lot about the relationship between brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember the prisoner that he met and the letter that he wrote to the former owner of this slave, and how he exhorted him to count this person who had come to the faith now as a fellow believer in Christ. That's really all I have to say today. I hope that this has caused us to contemplate how we are treating, and also, of course, even if we're tenured in the doctrines of grace, even if we've been around for a while in these doctrines, and maybe we've been in the 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, we should be treating veterans in the faith, for lack of a better word, we should be treating them kindly as well. You know, there's so much conflict going on within the body of Christ today. And we're told in scriptures that offenses will come. Many will be offended for my name's sake. And it says they will turn you out of the synagogues. and they'll take you before the councils, and they'll persecute you. And it says that those people of our own household will be our worst, will be the ones who rend us most. And so we should really think on these things and ask God to show us His love, His unconditional love. And I'm not touting to people to be embracing false doctrine. That's the furthest thing from what I am trying to convey today. But what I am trying to convey is that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not succumb to the flesh and start attacking people and being poor examples of those for whom Christ died. May God be with you this day.